That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Is it a good thing that the most engaging guy on Facebook is Jesus? Didn't we go there? Wasn't
that
around last week? It seems to me. Why are they still doing that on Facebook? I thought we talked about that.
What do you mean? Why are they still doing it?
Because it's time for a new week, a new beginning, Richie. Yeah. Things need to change.
Somebody should be more popular than Jesus this week. Let's move it.
Let's get to the good stuff for this week. We have the last week of September. It's not necessarily good news, but the good news is that my niece Devin married a guy named Scott. And
all of the, go to the party.
Families were there, and that was a good thing. So I'm going to celebrate family. I think that's the good news. Spend as much time as you can with your family. The bad news is somebody said to me, you've got to do a better job, Doug, of presenting both sides of the story. When you give us that good news, this was last week. Didn't I do good news last week and somebody complained that I don't have enough bad news?
Yeah, Jennifer did. Jennifer's like, how's this good news?
What's the story here?
All the stories ended up getting soured.
All right, so here's the sour for the good, okay? Mm-hmm. The hotel up at Mount Stowe in Vermont, that's where the wedding took place. Beautiful setting, very, very nice. Probably the most expensive hotel in Vermont. And as a result, Megan, God bless her, found a little cottage.
Next door, right?
this place, this hotel charges, for the least expensive room, is like $485 a night.
Oh, my God.
And this is in, this is not even, they haven't got leaf peeping until next week, month of October. This is
what
big,
did you call it?
The British call it leaf peeping, when people go up to look at the change in colors.
I've never heard that.
Just beginning. Anyway, so I was talking to somebody because we weren't going to stay there anyway. Megan was in charge of arrangements, and when she's in charge, you know we're going to squeeze the last nickel out of whatever there is to be.
You're getting a deal.
Yeah, getting a deal. So she found this little cottage about 6 miles away where all four of us stayed, and the whole thing was like $270.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So anyway, this hotel is booked. And so I was talking to the lady who runs. I said, geez, this is fall. What's the story here? She said that at least half of their rooms are filled with FEMA people who are still there working on the problems that were created by the flood a month ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And the federal government, that is you and me, are paying 400-something bucks a night for people to stay in this luxury resort when, in fact, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of rooms.
Yeah, where's the Comfort Inn?
Exactly. $110 Comfort Inn, $115, whatever. They're clean.
I would think in Stowe, Vermont, you could find a lot of
hotels for $100. Exactly. Right. Up and down and wherever. So this is the kind of thing that we, you know, there's a big to-do now again because, continuing resolution. There isn't any, maybe a government shutdown, you hear all of that blarney. But where's the story behind the story as to why, I'm not...
Add this to the story we had last week of the $16 muffins and the $8 cups of coffee for the Justice Department meetings.
So for those of you,
Tell me you're ready to pay more taxes.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's the Tea Party wants to have cuts in these... The reason that there's a continuing resolution problem is because the federal emergency management funds are about to run out.
Right.
And so when you look at the way they're spending your money, maybe the Tea Party is right. I'm not one who – I think we ought to have a lot of parties. I originally embraced the Tea Party, but they came a little too close to some things that I'm not interested in. But when it comes to the fiscal stuff, I'm right with them. And so is anybody else who's got any common sense. So this is the kind of stuff that people ought to know about. Now, in terms of other good news that maybe you can raise your eyebrow on, there's a report that came out this weekend, boys and girls. Jennifer Horn is the girl, by the way, and Rich McFadden is the boy. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the man.
Sorry, that was cute.
It was cute. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. Anyway, so there's a story out this week. A study has been done. Now, you know how critical I am of the news media. I find this to be interesting. The Associated Press sent a reporter to look at the cables released by WikiLeaks. Because, you know, you've heard the government say, oh, we got these 250,000 State Department things, and it's treason and blah, 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 blah. So this lady's name is Ferrari Bravo.
What a great name.
Yeah, it is a great name. So anyway, the essence of
it
is
like a car model.
I know.
The question as to whether or not dire warnings and dire consequences coming from the WikiLeaks releases. This woman has spent 10 weeks, because it's been about what? It was the middle of the summer when this stuff came out, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How long was it earlier than that?
Maybe it was earlier than that. Anyway, she spent the last 10 weeks going through 251,287 memos. Can you imagine that? How'd you like to, what do you think your eyesight's like after you go through looking? 251,287 diplomatic memos that were released by WikiLeaks, and in a two-page story came to the conclusion that the government saying it was irresponsible, reckless, and dangerous to release this has found nothing, not one item that needed to be protected. Not one thing that came out of all of these quote-unquote sensitive documents had any way, in any way, shape, or form, threatens anybody. There may have been some stuff that came out earlier, but this is stuff that was, you know, back and forth between diplomatic channels from the Americans to the Germans, let's say. There was one of the emails provides details on a coalition of talks and debates over issues like the U.S. nuclear weapons that are stationed in Europe, that kind of stuff.
That's not sensitive at all.
Well, it's not sensitive in the sense that there's nobody who's being put in harm's way. That's what the claim was, that people would lose their lives because of this.
Wouldn't the concern more of, like, information about people and certain, you know, like, names of undercover CIA agents type stuff?
Yeah, but that's apparently not the case, Richie. Sensitivity depend on the context of the stuff that has been leaked. You can go back. I remember some of the stuff when I was in, I was a Vietnam era person, and all the things that were being leaked by the people who hated the Vietnam War. There were people in government who were leaking all kinds of stuff. And during the Iraq War, there were people in the government that were leaking things. And when you get right down to it, they weren't really that harmful. They were a cause for people to be upset. But maybe we ought to be upset about this stuff. Here's a Venezuelan journalist who had his identity exposed in a document describing how he told the U.S. ambassador in 2009 that, according to one of his sources, Colombian rebel leaders had visited Caracas for secret meetings with Venezuelan government officials. That was something that WikiLeaks published. Why is it bad for us to know that? It just, you know, why is that bad?
They released the name of a person who was meeting with the Venezuelan government.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah. I mean, I guess somebody does.
It was a Colombian meeting with a Venezuelan. What's the big deal?
It was a Colombian guerrilla, though.
Colombian rebel leader, yeah.
Yeah, rebel leader.
So why does that hurt us?
That doesn't hurt us.
Thank you. That was the point. Everybody said, this is going to hurt America. The only thing that's going to hurt is this guy if he gets popped off by the other side.
Well, the other side would be the Colombian government.
Other side of?
If he's a guerrilla,
right.
The other side is the Colombian government.
Yeah, huh? So the Colombian government probably happy to know
that
this guy's talking to the Venezuelans or whomever. Anyway, so you get the point, don't you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's hope you get the point. Okay. Here's the discussion this weekend, I believe, that's good, is the discussion about education in our country. Starting yet again another national dialogue, whether you appreciate, approve, or think the president's on the right plan, it may be that all of this talk will end up with something rather than nothing. Jennifer, you're pretty close to this because your mother's talking about it all the time. Mother's a teacher in the Los Angeles school system. And my sister, my family is all a bunch of teachers. My former wife was an elementary teacher and a principal ran a...
surrounded.
Megan teaches in a high school. My sister teaches in a junior high school. And so anyway, this became the subject of controversy and conversation at this weekend's marriage of my niece. They were talking about Megan and my sister, Nancy, got into this conversation about all of the stuff that's being required. And because Megan teaches at a private school, they're not subject to the rules because they don't get any government money.
Right.
The only way that you become subject to the government rules is to take the government money. And that goes for private as well. You know, there are some school boards who have said, no, we're not taking federal aid because we don't want to do what they say we need to do because it doesn't work. So they found local ways of making their programs work. Now, it seems to me the more people who do that, but everybody gets so sucked into taking government money. If you take the federal money, you agree to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Look, I think it's telling. My mom is a public school teacher and has been for 25, 30 years, and I went to private school.
Yeah. Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, she obviously knew that there was something to be said for not taking
both Tony and I were public school teachers, and Megan and Brendan from the sixth grade on went to private school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Neither of the school systems here in Framingham, where I am and where she was at that point, were good enough and in many different ways. Mostly the drug problems in the high schools is what we were concerned about. That was then, and it's even worse now. But yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting. There's been a lot of discussion, Richie, about how this works. And it doesn't make much difference whether you're a Republican or a Democrat here. There's agreement that the plan hasn't worked. Of course, there are a lot of ideas of spending more money, but where does it come from?
Yeah.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, we're lucky. We have a good school system and a good community in our schools. So
good. Everybody, let's move to Richie's hometown.
Yeah. I know. Let's
go.
Ruin
get
it
on
for
the
him.
Bus.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, head for Maryland. Let's go. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts about your child's education. What sort of education is your child getting? Good, bad, or indifferent? It's 18 after on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of magic.
Yes!
Magic Johnson, that is. And he's helping Quicken Loans.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sweet, sweet.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet.
How can you listen to this without smiling?
You have to smile.
How to get to Sesame
Street. One of the greatest things about the public domain is that this kind of stuff shows up in it. The use of the Sesame Street tune. It is one of those things that has universal appeal and value because everybody knows what Sesame Street is all about. You have to do background or, oh, this is what Sesame Street is about. Is anybody that you know, Jennifer, who doesn't know about Sesame Street?
No way. Are you
Richie?
Kidding?
Anybody absolutely. You know who doesn't know anything about it? Yeah. Everybody knows about Sesame
I was
Street.
Hanging out with the baby this weekend and we were reading a book about Elmo.
Good for you.
Yep. Yeah.
And his homophobic brother. No, that was Ernie. Oh, and
Bert and Ernie are, don't ask, don't tell roommates.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Bert.
Is that so silly? Aye. All right, so anyway, we have...
can totally live together platonically.
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple of videos of the day that we've had at DougStefan.com, and one of them that was really cool, the focus on the release of a video... brought to you by the letter G, and it's a parody of Glee. I don't know why we can't find some audio that specifically comes from that, Richie. I think I gave that to someone as a homework assignment and didn't ever hear whether we had that. But it just so the reason that I bring it up is because it shows so well how creative this sort of thing is. And it's a way for children to learn. We're talking about education. And even though the boob tube and all the video and stuff, we can criticize all the screens that we have around. There's something that really wonderful has happened to many young children who have watched Sesame Street. I don't think you just park them in front of it, but you time, at least this is how we did it with our kids, and I think you'd do it with your kids the same way. You don't just leave them there, as that's not good. They have to be over three, and then you somehow or other... if you can, watch it with them. That's what I used to find watching this stuff was fun for me, as well as fun for the children. So if you're interested in
the Teachinals are next week, and we need to find a song about the letter G.
Oh, Mr. Goo, I know a great letter G song. Go! No one sings about the letter G better than I do.
What?
Get over yourself, girl. I'm a great letter G singer, too. It's not me, too.
Whatever. All right. You're all great letter G singers. In fact, it's hard to believe there could be so many great letter G singers in one G club. So why don't you sing the song together?
Well, okay. I'll probably drown you all out anyway.
Get a grip, girly.
That's no way to sing about
the letter G. Get a grip, girly.
Sue, you're a G.
So clever stuff.
What do you know about
the letter
G?
really clever. So that's
this
part
is
of
the character that looks like Jane. What's her face?
Jane
and Joe.
Yeah.
You know all about Joe Gooster. You use enough of it. A little snarky, those Sesame Streeters, aren't
what
they?
What is she, the tall Jane Lynch? Is
Jane
that her name?
Lynch, yeah, right. Jane Lynch character.
Now, I even know that. I don't watch the show, Richie. Yeah. It's the good
so
day.
The video's there on the website, in the video section.
Also, another good video. Last Friday, we put up, and it's certainly still there, a beautiful, beautiful video of the fall colors. Leaves beginning to change. I was in Vermont over the weekend, as I was saying, and northern Vermont, right up near the border. Stowe's about 40 miles from the Canadian border. And when you're driving around those beautiful hills and stuff,
oh, I've always wanted
colors,
to see that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
lucky.
They're really cute. Yeah. So anyway, or not cute, but very
beautiful.
Compelling.
We'll take the kids down to Shenandoah this year.
You know, when are you going to do that?
In the fall.
Yeah, it's fall now, Rich.
And leaves aren't turning here yet.
No.
Not much to see.
First full week of
we'll go in October.
You
nothing
can do,
to see here.
And here it is now, and then you can do a now and then.
Right.
You might get
right.
a discount, though.
28 after on good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Smart travelers already know that national park travel is a good way to get value out of your vacation. But the truly savvy travelers know that having a great experience doesn't necessarily mean following the herd. What do I mean by that? Well, national park travel is officially hot, with visitorship rising nearly 4% last year. But you might be surprised to learn there are a grand total of 392 units in the national park system. That includes national seashores, recreational areas, and marine preserves. There are some really cool accessible parks that don't have crowds. I'm talking about places like the North Cascades National Park in Washington and the Guadalupe Mountains, which is home to the highest point in all of Texas. The Great Sand Dunes National Park in Colorado has one of the most unique views in the country. You can stand on the rolling sand dunes and look at snow-capped mountains off in the distance. It's all about discovering those unexpected places that make you a traveler, not a tourist. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh. Made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good day. Just hold that thought. One way or another, we'll enforce the goodness of the day. Jennifer and Richie and I are here to wish you a happy Monday. It is the 20th.
Happy Monday.
Whoa.
26th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 26th? Yes.
30 days, hat September, April, May, and November, all the rest of 31 in kind, except leap year and all that stuff. However that goes.
I'm so glad it's Monday.
Yes, Rich.
I don't know if I could take any more of the weekend.
All right. So another good item today, the news that the formerly, and this is a good and bad as well, the weekend has seen a drop in gasoline price about 10 cents. 12 cents, 14 cents, depending on where you are.
Particularly because I haven't noticed it.
Thank you. I was watching the news earlier. And they're interviewing people, you know, at the gas pump. And they're like, isn't this great? Gas is going down to $3.55.
Right. We're getting screwed 85 ways to
Sunday. Screaming at the television.
Yeah.
Screaming at it. Don't roll over for this 10 cents.
Yeah. Well, in some places, like
$3.93 this weekend, though.
If you go to parts of Michigan and Missouri and Texas, it's below $3 a gallon, Richie.
Yeah, apparently, if you go 15, 20 miles south of us, down in a little bit lower in Virginia, it's like $3.20, $3.10. Yeah. At my house, it was $3.54 this weekend. I said, no, $3.47.
The average price ought to be about $3.20 a gallon by November.
And it should be $2 a gallon.
Should be $2.
Always.
Yeah, exactly, in that area.
You're being played, people.
50 cents a gallon drop in gasoline prices, and that will add $70 billion to the U.S. economy.
And let me tell you something.
Okay, Richie, tell us something.
It will drop in the next year.
Uh-huh.
Because it will be down. Election, right? It will be down right around $3 because of the election.
I go to even lower than that. It's all manipulated. You're being played as a sucker.
We're such suckers.
We really are. We're getting played like
a sucker. What else can we do? That's the thing. We get played like a sucker, but what else can we do?
Well, there are
you just walk
trying to do like I'm trying to do and go the alternative route as much as you can.
And demand. If you just be smart about your trips, keep your tires inflated, and not go out when you don't need to go out or carpool, do whatever it is. And all of a sudden they start seeing their demand go down and they start freaking out and adjust.
Maybe this is the push to make us go green.
Well, that's fine, too.
Everything that we touch, everything that we use, everything in our lives is dependent on transportation. There is nothing that isn't moved from one place to another, and the propulsion is some kind of fossil fuel. So you've got trucks, you've got cars, you've got planes, you've got buses, you've got boats, you've got whatever it is. It all is a play on petroleum. So when it goes up, everything is taken out of what you can spend for something else. So that's why in and of itself, if the economy is to change, the price of fuel has to go down and has to go down drastically. If the price of fuel, as Richie suggests, were off a buck a gallon from what it is now, there would be no recession. There would be millions of people finding jobs.
Right.
It just, this is, and these greedy son of a bees that play with this, not only the manipulators on Wall Street, the commodities people, but the folks who are owning these big, the stock holders of Exxon Mobil and Gulf and Chevron and whoever it is, the other corporate entities, they wait till they post their profits. You will be, Richie was talking about screaming at the speaker.
Yeah.
You will be, when they come out with their profits for the quarter in another couple, 3 weeks, you will scream and
here's
yell.
Here's where I'm two-faced, though. I don't want to begrudge a company for making profits.
No, of course not. When you look at the outrageous profits that they make at your expense and everybody else's expense,
yeah, but
there's got to be something.
We put up with it.
Of course we put up with it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
We let them get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, look at your milk, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people won't pay $5 for a gallon of milk. They just won't do it.
They'll pay $9 to me.
They'll go get something else. Well, yeah. They'll pay $9 for you because you have a niche.
Special.
Right.
Right.
So, but we know that people won't do it, so they don't. Whatever mm-hmm. has to happen, it ends up coming out of your pocket. It ends up coming out of the grocer's pocket.
Yeah.
It ends up not so much the manufacturer's pocket, but they make it work so that they can sell it for where it will still be sold in bulk.
Yeah.
With gas, at this point, we're kind of held captive. We need the petroleum.
Yeah.
And so until we have an alternative.
And this goes back to the Reagan era when Cheney and Rumsfeld talked Reagan out of doing what he wanted to do based on what his wife Nancy had suggested. You've all heard that story by now. And Nancy had convinced in the really early days of the presidency, the President Reagan at the time, to get the federal government to invest in alternative fuels, alternative energy. Jimmy Carter had been on that, and of course he was disqualified or anything he said was discounted. But for some reason, whatever it was, Nancy Reagan had some friends, and it went from there. And it's really interesting how people's minds are made up. Plus, Reagan and Tip O'Neill were great friends. And Tip O'Neill was big at the early stages of alternative energy. So it was going to be fine until Cheney says to Reagan and Rumsfeld, they both said, you know what? We have there's so much oil in the Middle East. It's so cheap. Why are we going to waste our money? The country knows that we'll have for decades to come, we'll have cheap, cheap, cheap oil. Our friends in Saudi Arabia will take care of us. Right.
As,
the
kind as of long as we keep paying off the
right
people.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, our friends in Saudi Arabia and Iraq was the line that I read in one of these books. Our friends in Saudi Arabia and Iraq will take care of us.
Right. I was thinking this weekend I had heard a report about the Mexican drug lords. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about all of our money that goes to support people that do us harm.
Yeah.
Between the poppy seeds in Afghanistan, between the weapons that are used against us and everywhere else in the Middle East. I mean, this attack this weekend on the CIA embassy outpost in Afghanistan where one American was killed, probably with weapons that were bought
with
our money.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. And then the Mexican drug lords and all of the cocaine. But we fund it all by buying their drugs.
Right.
We fund it all by, it's unbelievable.
My son was telling me more, I've said this on the air a couple of times, he's becoming a drug and alcohol rehab counselor, working with the schools.
How's that going for him?
Well, he's really wrapped up in it. 7 days a week, this has become his real passion. He's volunteering.
So he's volunteering?
Paid. Well, he's got two different things. He's taking courses so that he'd be certified.
Cool.
He's volunteering in a couple of the schools, and he's getting paid by there are these companies now. This is how widespread this has become. Brendan's a very sympathetic ear. He's also, he's one of these fixers. He is a human being that's he's always been interested in fixing anything that was wrong with people or circumstances. He's that kind of a kid. So anyway, we were talking about at the wedding on Saturday what sort of things he's going through and how this stuff is working. And it's tragic, yet it's important because you got to do something about this at all levels. There mm-hmm. are, and we're talking about high schools. Mm-hmm. He is around a lot of homeless people who have become homeless because of their drug addictions. They were successful people who got divorces because the wives couldn't, you know, they were, and it's mostly men, by the way. It's mm-hmm. much more men than it is women. And the way that they're, lives fall apart because they become so addicted to this stuff. And he was also, but he still kept his connection to them. He's doing some work, for those of you who do not know it, living in Los Angeles. It's the sort of company town. My daughter teaches at a school where a lot of people who are names that you'd know send their children. Mm-hmm. And Brendan's been working in the film and mostly commercials for the last 4 or 5 years, making
commercials. And there's so much of that in that industry. It's ridiculous.
So, but he always, his friends are a lot of younger guys who have done well in films and on television and stuff. So without naming names, he told me who it was, but I'm not going to tell you that because I don't think it's fair to these people. But there are a lot of these younger stars, one of them that is very prominent now, who's completely addicted.
His buddy?
His buddy? There were three or four of them in that, and one of them has dropped out as a buddy because Brendan was trying to help him get off of alcohol, and the guy doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
So he's apparently wrecked his car a couple of times, and the studio gets him out of the trouble that he's in.
Not the one with the initials for the first name.
No, he's starring in... I forgot what he told me.
He had the Detroit show, and now he's
right.
On
yeah, but he's
else,
now
yeah.
working with Bruce Willis and somebody else on some movie. I forget what it is.
Good.
Yeah, he's a good.
But
kid.
Brendan's good for that because Brendan is kind of hip. Brendan's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, right.
He's got a couple of tattoos. He's
right.
He's got a hip kind of attitude. He's not some stuck up, you know.
Yeah. Some old unrelatable
NPR,
guy.
You know, we're right. going to help the little people. Brendan yeah. is like one of the gang. You know.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and so anyway, but he did tell me a story about Jason Stratham that I thought was interesting.
I love that guy.
Apparently,
should
Jason
I not
Stratham,
love him anymore?
Well, he's got a problem, apparently. With
what
little,
kind of problem?
Abusive,
I'll help him.
A little abusive.
Oh, no.
At any rate, he was an enforcer. Jason Stratham started out as a driver. You know the stories that are built around him being
right.
a driver?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what he did. In his life before, he was he is all of the things that he portrays in movies, you know, like an expert in jiu-jitsu and
right.
chopper, hoppa, lakabanga, whatever all that stuff is. But apparently he was a driver for one of the drug kingpins in Europe. And one of the producers saw him, heard his story. And that's how they developed the first. There were what three of those driver movies?
Yeah.
All developed around stuff that he had actually done.
Cool.
Yeah,
hmm. The real McCoy.
Right. Yeah, but he's apparently he's a short guy, and he's got a girlfriend who's about a foot taller than he is.
What's wrong with that? You can have another one.
Anyway. So stories abound, and we're all about stories here. Speaking of stories, did you have a hard time going to sleep last night? Or did you go to sleep and then you woke up and you went to the bathroom? You've been waking up at night now for months and months and months and months. Would you like to know the most popular way at the moment of checking that problem? It is a product called Master Prostate. It's popular because it works. It works because it has 12 key ingredients that have been shown to promote healthy prostate function to help you get a good night's rest. And that's really what it's all about. You won't function well. Get up in the morning and you kind of feel like Richie does today after having a
long weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And so you don't want to have a long night every night. You want to be able to sleep through the night. And because the products that are in Master Prostate deal with what, the urine problem that you have, you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go to the bathroom, urinate. I know it's not pleasant conversation, but it's true. So there's a free bottle waiting you by dialing 800-716-6520. You can get your free bottle. It's waiting for you. Folks that produce Master Prostate have put aside 1 million bottles of this so that you can try it. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge, and the bottle is on its way. So call 800-716-6520. And as I've said a couple of times, more women are calling this line than men. And that seems to always be the case because they know this will work. They hear it. They want to try it. Okay, what do you have to lose? Nothing. That's what's so good about it. You'll see it works, and that's why they know once you start using it, you'll want to come back and use more. So they're happy to give you a free bottle. Master Prostate works. 800-716-6520. If you're tired of getting up or having your partner get up in the middle of the night, call this number now to fix that problem. 800-716-6520.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental. Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotic, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
Small business with fewer than 500 employees represent 99.9% of the nearly 30 million businesses in the U.S. In today's economy, launching a business and keeping it running is harder than ever. Verizon is offering established entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and working professionals the chance to compete for $70,000 in grants and wireless technology. Luis Barajas is a financial expert and renowned author of My Street Money and Small Business Big Life.
What we've seen from the past is that small business businesses as the key to growing the national economy. To help support small businesses in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, I've partnered with Verizon Wireless on their Latino Small Business Awards program to really make a positive difference in the community. Local honorees will win grants of cash and wireless phones. I'll also consult with three of the winners and help them build a growth plan for their business.
The application deadline is September 30th. To submit an application or to get more information on events in your area, visit VerizonInsider.com/negocios. I'm John Dridden.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know the worst part of me?
All right, so we were talking about videos of the day, a couple of really good ones that we've had in the past week or so. Today, our video of the day at DougStephan.com, talk about an epic battle of dodgeball. Gee, this is the largest recorded gathering for a game of dodgeball.
That's awesome.
About 4,000 participants.
Wow.
750 balls. Wow. 51 after.
No
is it
comment.
51 after? Am I early or what?
It's time to go on after.
That's a time.
Calling all shooters. Obscure.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear.
This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, we are happy to spend time talking about things that will make your life better, and technology is one of those things, purportedly anyway, that makes your life better. I think it does, depending on how you use it. You can't let it master you. You can't be enslaved by it, or hopefully you aren't. Although every place I look, I was talking about being at this wedding. The wedding's going on, and people have their iPad, their iPhone out, and they're doing texting, or they're taking
bored
pictures. And there's or they're sending pictures of the wedding to their friends
as it's happening,
It's happening,
posting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just anyway. So I could even use
people
my phone.
People want to be connected, Doug.
Yeah. Like, well, but when does it go too far?
You know, here you are in a crowd of friends and family, and you still don't feel connected enough that you need to be connected to everybody else who's not there at the same time. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. 22 million passionate customers are pretty unhappy with a mega tech company. I'm going to bet this is about Facebook. What do you bet? Alex Goldfein,
you're pretty smart.
I think it might be about AT&T, don't you think? They had big outages this weekend.
Did they? Well, maybe. We'll find out.
See.
Alex, who is our technology tailor, will tell you the who's, the why's, the what's, the wherefores of those who are unhappy. And perhaps if you're one of them, maybe what you can do to fix the problem next here on Good Day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We talked about the new Netflix DVD service called Quickster. Actually, it's not really a new service. It's the same old service, just with a new name, new website, and a new queue, separate from your Netflix streaming queue. Well, many of Netflix's 22 million customers have been in an uproar over the move. In fact, almost 80% of all user comments to the CEO's blog post, which announced the move, are negative. Why? Because Netflix is giving its customers whiplash. First, the price hike of 60%, now a new business name to deal with. Here's the thing. All of this could have been done internally, quietly, and with exactly the same outcomes. Ultimately, nothing is changing for consumers with this name change. Why be so public and sudden about it? Passionate customers means passionate criticism. We saw it with Apple's iPhone, and now we're certainly seeing it with Netflix. Apple handled its unhappy customers. Can Netflix? Will Netflix? I'm Alex Goldfing.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so we thought we were so smart, and what we were told by Alex Goldfein wasn't what any of us had thought.
We all guessed
to be there.
Improperly.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, Facebook's new platform seems to make sharing information frictionless, but there are causes for concern. You've heard the story as Facebook users pretty upset over the changes that were made last week. The rumor is that there are going to be more of those changes.
Yeah, apparently this week.
Yeah. So you may look forward to that or not. The Facebook poll that we did last week, what do you think about the changes to Facebook? I was trying to find the results of that, and I don't know that I did a very good job at coming up with them. But I think what we found out is that most people thought the site was confusing, but they'd live with it, right? More or less.
This happens every time, yeah.
Yeah,
whenever you make changes to something 700 million people use every single day.
Almost 800 million apparently now.
Right, yeah. It's going to be met with disdain. But I think some of the concerns this time are that your information is shared outside of what would be considered normal on Facebook, and there seems to be confusion
shared
of
to advertising or potential advertisers.
Shared to people who aren't friends, but I don't think that's the truth. I think that everything is the same way it was. It's just shared in a different way, but not to different people. So, you know, it's always confusing when they change this platform.
Right. So there's another item that I find interesting here. You remember we've talked a lot about how there's a ban in some school districts, student-teacher communication on Facebook or social networking sites.
Right.
Matter of fact, the state of Missouri had banned it. Now they've reversed their ban on student-teacher communication on Facebook, et cetera. For whatever the reason, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's interesting to see how things are fluctuating in that whole arena. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you